Talking now with Dr. Kim Anderson of Oklahoma State University. Kim, as we try to get this harvest pulled on through, we're basically two-thirds or maybe a little more done now as we speak. This, you know, obviously you worry about the last third when you've had rain and what that's done to the crop, but yet it looks like a good-sized crop and a very valuable crop for Oklahoma producers.
Oh, yeah. You know, talking to producers is so much more enjoyable this year than, say, last year or even the year before, which was, you know, both two short crops. You start penciling out, and I believe you were the first to point this out to me, that if you look at USDA's estimate of, 155 million bushel crop, you've got Oklahoma wheat prices probably averaging around $8.50 now. You pencil that out. If we can get it in the bin, you've got a $1,340,000,000 crop that we will have harvested. If you look at the previous record, it was in 1979 at around $850,000,000. You know, significantly less, about 30% less than the value of this crop. The 10-year average around $450,000,000, and a 5-year average of $514,000,000. So you see that farmers, you know, where they don't want to smile, they really got to smile about this crop and feel good. Of course, they're making up for losses of the last couple of years, and they're also looking forward at the relatively high inputs, the record high inputs that they've got to put in the ground for the 09 crop.
Now, I guess really the only really high input costs they ran into, relatively speaking, you know, looking at today, was primarily any spring top dressing and then any of these final fuel costs, especially for harvest.
Right. If you put a pencil to it, you know, the USDA's got the crop projected at 35 bushel average. It may average a little higher than that, but let's just use 35 a bushel, $8.50 wheat. You're talking about a gross return of about $300 per acre. You look at the cost of this 08 crop that they're harvesting, it's probably, depending on the field, but somewhere between $110 and $130 an acre, say $120 average. That means that producers on the average are going to make about $180 profit, excluding a land charge. So this year's looking relatively good.
And, you know, we allude to the fact that we kind of play catch-up, though, when it comes to those costs in 09.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think what we got to, looking forward to 09, I know they're concerned about, you know, we're probably looking at $220, maybe $230 an acre to get the 09 crop in the bin. However, I think the market's going to pay for it. And if you look what the market's offering right now, it's really telling you the price is going to be better than $8. If you look at the Kansas City Board of Trade July 09 contract, it's going to be $7.80, $8, somewhere around that figure. You look what's happening to corn. Corn prices right now, they're not supporting wheat prices, but I think they can support wheat prices as we get into June 09. And you look at the wheat as a feed grain, and that's valued somewhere around $7.50 to $7.75. So I think that our break-even price per acre per bushel for 09 is probably going to be somewhere around $5.25, $5.50. You know, it's going to vary around depending on the quality of ground and how much you put into it. But let's say $5.50. I think the market's still offering you a buck and a half per bushel profit for the 09. And so my recommendation is don't worry about those higher prices. Worry about getting a good product in the bin in 09 just like you did in 08.
And, of course, that was one of the things that it seemed like we had sticker shock on the part of a lot of these guys, and they just didn't want to buy fertilizer, for example, at spring. They just were so uncertain about how this crop might turn out.
Right. That's the problem with the 08 crop is that our protein is low. And, you know, you go back to January and February, we were predicting 110 to 120 million bushel crop in Oklahoma, and it came in at 155. And so they fertilized for 120 million bushels. They fertilized for less than 30 bushels per acre, you know, probably 25, somewhere in that vicinity. And when they get 40 bushels, you're spreading that nitrogen out over a lot more kernels, more wheat, and therefore you're going to have lower protein. And that's what we have. We have a lower value value crop than we would have had if we would have put some fertilizer on there. And I think we got to be careful with doing that for 09 because this crop sucked those nutrients out of the soil, and we're going to need to replace them so that we can get the 09 crop. And I still believe we've got $1 to $1.50 profit per bushel for the 09 crop.
Let's talk about marketing the 08 crop. Guys are, you know, having to make the decisions even now, and or if they've got it in the bin, or they're going to try to go ahead and get it to the elevator fairly quickly. What are you hearing first of all, and what makes sense for the guys that haven't quite made the decision yet?
Well, the only problem we're hearing about is in Australia, you know, with the drought there. But I think that's already factored in the market. You look at the spread between the Kansas City Board of Trade December and July contracts. It's a 31, 32 cents, somewhere in there. You look at what it cost at 3 cents per bushel per month storage plus interest. That's about 6.5 cents a month, or about 32.5 cents for a 5 month period. So the market's saying there's a 50-50 chance if you store it, you're going to make a profit. Prices could go up to 10 or 11, but it's going to take a disaster in a major market. We don't see that happening. Of course, we didn't see it happening last year, and it happened all over. I think, how can you go wrong selling wheat for $8.50 and locking in $300 or more per acre gross return? You just can't err in doing that. If you can afford the risk, in other words, I think what you've got to look at, which is going to hurt me worse, selling wheat for $8.50 or having to sell it for $7.50, because I think there's a dollar potential downside in the market, especially after you take out storage and interest between now and November, or not having the opportunity to sell it for $1.50 or $2 higher. Producers I talk to say it's going to hurt them psychologically and financially more if they lose the dollar. So that's the question. Can you afford the dollar risk on the downside for the dollar and a half potential on the upside? And the market's telling you it's a 50-50 chance right now.
You know, as we think about the strategy, because I've talked to some guys, and it seems like that they're really starting to question a little bit at these high prices for wheat, the tradition in Oklahoma of grazing wheat. And they're thinking, well, maybe we need to really concentrate on making this a grain crop. Plant a little later, make sure that we get the best quality crop next year.
And I think that's something that they need to put a pencil to and look at pretty hard. However, they've got to also look at what are they good at doing? Are they good at raising wheat? Are they good at cattle? What do they enjoy doing? If they enjoy having cattle and they can make cattle pay, the market over time is going to adjust. One, we need the meat, and two, we need the wheat. But over time, even with the high inputs, the market's going to buy the meat and the market's going to buy the wheat. And then over a 10-year period, the returns are going to go back to what we've seen when we had lower input prices and lower cattle and grain prices. The market's going to adjust and give you those relative returns over time. So I would concentrate on, if I go cattle, you know, price them in right, making sure death loss is low, and getting a good quality product, uniform groups that I can send to the feedlot coming out. If I'm going to go wheat, make sure I can control the weeds, control the rye, get my soil fertility right, soil test, strip, all those things that the plant and soil scientists recommend you doing. Concentrate on doing a good job. I think that is significantly more important than what you do. Over time, it's going to average out.